This is Audible.
Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of The Little Prince, written and illustrated by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, translated by Richard Howard, and read by Humphrey Bauer. Dedication to Léon Vert. I ask children to forgive me for dedicating this book to a grown-up. I have a serious excuse. This grown-up is the best friend I have in the world. I have another excuse. This grown-up can understand everything, even books for children. I have a third excuse. He lives in France, where he is hungry and cold. He needs to be comforted. If all these excuses are not enough, then I want to dedicate this book to the child whom this grown-up once was. All grown-ups were children first, but few of them remember it. So I correct my dedication to Léon Vert when he was a little boy. Chapter 1. Once when I was 6, I saw a magnificent picture in a book about the jungle called True Stories. It showed a boa constrictor swallowing a wild beast. Here is a copy of the picture. In the book it said, "Boa constrictors swallow their prey whole, without chewing. Afterward they are no longer able to move, and they sleep during the 6 months of their digestion." In those days, I thought a lot about jungle adventures, and eventually managed to make my first drawing, using a coloured pencil. My drawing number 1 looked like this. I showed the grown-ups my masterpiece, and I asked them if my drawing scared them. They answered, "Why be scared of a hat?" My drawing was not a picture of a hat. It was a picture of a boa constrictor digesting an elephant. Then I drew the inside of the boa constrictor, so the grown-ups could understand. They always need explanations. My drawing number 2 looked like this. The grown-ups advised me to put away my drawings of boa constrictors, outside or inside, and apply myself instead to geography, history, arithmetic, and grammar. That is why I abandoned, at the age of 6, a magnificent career as an artist. I had been discouraged by the failure of my drawing number 1 and of my drawing number 2. Grown-ups never understand anything by themselves, and it is exhausting for children to have to provide explanations over and over again. So then I had to choose another career, and I learned to pilot airplanes. I have flown almost everywhere in the world. And, as a matter of fact, geography has been a big help to me. I could tell China from Arizona at first glance, which is very useful if you get lost during the night. So I have had, in the course of my life, lots of encounters with lots of serious people. I have spent lots of time with grown-ups. I have seen them at close range, which hasn't much improved my opinion of them. Whenever I encountered a grown-up who seemed to me at all enlightened, I would experiment on him with my drawing number 1, which I have always kept. I wanted to see if he really understood anything. But he would always answer, "That's a hat." Then I wouldn't talk about boa constrictors or jungles or stars. I would put myself on his level and talk about bridge and golf and politics and neckties. And my grown-up was glad to know such a reasonable person. Chapter 2. So I lived all alone, without anyone I could really talk to, until I had to make a crash landing in the Sahara Desert 6 years ago. Something in my plane's engine had broken, and since I had neither a mechanic nor passengers in the plane with me, I was preparing to undertake the difficult repair job by myself. For me, it was a matter of life or death. I had only enough drinking water for 8 days. The first night, then, I went to sleep on the sand 1,000 miles from any inhabited country. I was more isolated than a man shipwrecked on a raft in the middle of the ocean. So you could imagine my surprise when I was awakened at daybreak by a funny little voice saying,
"Please, draw me a sheep."
"What?"
"Draw me a sheep."
I leapt up as if I had been struck by lightning. I rubbed my eyes hard. I stared. And I saw an extraordinary little fellow staring back at me very seriously. Here is the best portrait I managed to make of him later on. But of course, my drawing is much less attractive than my model. This is not my fault. My career as a painter was discouraged at the age of 6 by the grown-ups, and I have never learned to draw anything except boa constrictors, outside and inside. So I stared wide-eyed at this apparition. Don't forget that I was 1,000 miles from any inhabited territory. Yet this little fellow seemed to be neither lost nor dying of exhaustion, hunger or thirst. Nor did he seem scared to death. There was nothing in his appearance that suggested a child lost in the middle of the desert, 1,000 miles from any inhabited territory. When I finally managed to speak, I asked him, "But what are you doing here?" And then he repeated, very slowly and very seriously,
"Please, draw me a sheep."
In the face of an overpowering mystery, you don't dare disobey. Absurd as it seemed, 1,000 miles from all inhabited regions, and in danger of death, I took a scrap of paper and a pen out of my pocket. But then I remembered that I had mostly studied geography, history, arithmetic, and grammar, and I told the little fellow, rather crossly, that I didn't know how to draw. He replied,
"That doesn't matter. Draw me a sheep."
Since I had never drawn a sheep, I made him one of the only 2 drawings I knew how to make, the one of the boa constrictor.